green light for better sleep. Quality. A simple circadian rhythm support routine. If your nights feel off, even when you are trying to do all the right things, it may be worth looking at your mornings first. Morning light for better sleep quality sounds almost too simple, but it sits at the center of circadian rhythm support. In plain language, your brain uses light to decide when daytime starts, when melatonin should rise later, and when sleepiness should arrive at night. That is why sleep researchers keep returning to light timing. A recent review on sunlight exposure and sleep outcomes reported that morning sunlight was linked with better sleep quality and a more stable sleep midpoint. Broader reviews on light and circadian biology also describe morning light as one of the strongest signals for shifting the body clock earlier, while bright evening light tends to push it later. For many adults, that difference matters more than another random sleep hack. This does not mean sunlight is a cure for insomnia, chronic stress, or waking during the night. It does mean that a weak morning signal and a strong late-night light signal can make sleep feel harder than it needs to. If you have been chasing better sleep with tea, gummies, or constant routine changes, morning light may be the missing anchor. In this guide, you will learn how morning light for better sleep quality works, how long you may need outside, where supplements may fit without overpromising, and when symptoms such as loud snoring, gasping, or chronic insomnia deserve a conversation with a qualified healthcare professional. If you want a related routine foundation, Holitro's sleep consistency guide pairs well with this light-first approach. Pat, why morning light for better sleep quality matters? Your circadian rhythm is your internal timing system. It helps coordinate sleepiness, alertness, hormone release, body temperature, and other daily patterns. Light is one of the main cues that keeps that system aligned with the outside world. According to the CDC's NIOSH sleep and circadian training materials, bright morning light tends to phase advance the body clock. That means it nudges your timing earlier, helping you feel sleepier earlier in the evening and more alert earlier in the day. The same guidance notes that bright evening light has the opposite effect and can delay your rhythm. In practical terms, the light hitting your eyes at 7 a.m. and the light hitting your eyes at 11 p.m. are not sending the same message. That's why some people feel stuck in a loop. They wake up indoors under dim light, spend most of the day inside, and then flood their eyes with bright screens and overhead lighting at night. The body clock gets a weak morning signal and a strong evening signal. Then they wonder why bedtime feels late, sleep feels light, and waking up feels brutal. Morning light for better sleep quality matters because it strengthens the daytime side of the day-night contrast. A stronger daytime signal often makes nighttime timing more predictable. What the research says in plain English. The science is not based on one trendy social media claim. A 2024 analysis of sunlight exposure and sleep regulation found that morning sunlight was associated with sleep timing and overall sleep quality. Earlier reviews on light, sleep, and circadian rhythms describe consistent patterns. Morning light helps anchor the circadian system, while mistimed evening light can shift it later. A CDC training page built around sleep and circadian physiology puts this very clearly for regular schedules. Bright evening light tends to delay the clock, and bright morning light tends to advance it. The same source also notes that light around the middle of the day can support alertness, but morning and evening light are especially important because the clock is more sensitive then. There is also a useful nuance here. Light is not just about blue light bad, sunlight good. Timing matters. Amount matters, pattern matters. Even excellent morning light habits may not fully overcome a bedtime that changes by 3 hours every night, heavy alcohol close to bed, or untreated sleep apnea. However, morning light is still one of the most reliable low-cost habits for circadian rhythm support. What you can reasonably say from the evidence, morning light is one of the strongest natural cues for your body clock. Brighter light earlier in the day is associated with better sleep timing and, in many studies, better reported sleep quality. Bright light late in the evening can work against those goals by pushing the body clock later. Light habits work best when they are repeated consistently, not used once in a while after a bad night. That is a cautious, evidence-aware takeaway. It is useful without pretending that a 5-minute sunrise photo on your phone will solve every sleep complaint. How to use morning light for better sleep quality. The most practical routine is also the least glamorous. Wake up at a fairly regular time and get real outdoor light soon after. For many people, that means opening the curtains immediately and stepping outside for a short walk, coffee on the porch, dog walk, or commute segment in daylight. 1. Anchor wake time. First morning light works better when it arrives at a reasonably consistent time. If your wake time shifts dramatically between workdays and weekends, your light cue shifts too. That is one reason regular wake time matters so much in circadian rhythm support. If you need a starting point, choose one wake time you can keep most days for the next week. It does not have to be perfect. It does need to be real.
Part 2.
Get outside as soon as practical. Outdoor light is usually much brighter than indoor light, even on cloudy mornings. You do not need to stare at the sun, and you do not need to turn your routine into a biohacking ritual. You just need actual morning and daylight reaching your eyes indirectly in a safe, normal way. Aim for a short outdoor window soon after waking. If you can manage longer, great. If not, start small and repeat it daily. Consistency usually matters more than perfection. 3. Keep evening light from undoing the work. Morning light helps, but a very bright and stimulating late evening can still push sleep later. Lower the contrast between day and night in the right direction. Brighter by day, dimmer by night. That means dialing down overhead lighting, stepping away from intense screens when possible, and avoiding the habit of doing your most activating tasks in bed. If this part is hard for you, Holitro's guide to a nighttime routine for better sleep quality can help you turn the last hour of the night into a more repeatable wind down instead of a second work shift. #4, treat weekends carefully. Sleeping in for hours on Saturday and Sunday changes both your wake time and your morning light timing. That can leave Sunday night feeling strangely late and Monday morning feeling rough. A little flexibility is normal. A huge swing often feels like mini jet lag. How much morning light do you need? There is no one exact number that works for every person in every season. Research protocols use different durations and intensities. Real life is messier than a lab. The more practical rule is to get bright natural light early and do it regularly. If you live somewhere dark in winter, work before sunrise, or rarely see daylight in the morning, you may need a more intentional plan. In some cases, people discuss bright light devices with a clinician, especially when a delayed sleep pattern is the main complaint. That is different from casually buying a gadget and hoping for the best. For general sleep hygiene, start with the habit you can actually keep: outdoor daylight soon after waking, repeated most days. That alone is often a meaningful upgrade from waking in dim indoor light and waiting until noon to see the sky. Where supplements may fit and where they do not, supplements can support a bedtime routine, but they do not replace circadian cues. That is the key point. If your body clock is getting weak morning signals and strong evening signals, the most elegant capsule in the world may feel inconsistent because the routine around it is inconsistent. A better order of operations looks like this. Set wake time and morning light first. Reduce late night stimulation and bright light. Use supplements, if appropriate, as support tools rather than rescue tools. If you are building a calmer evening routine around that foundation, Holitro's Sleep and Calm collection is the most relevant category to browse. If you want background on the language around calming botanicals and stress support, Holitro's explainer on adaptogens and nootropics is a useful place to start. That said, this is where caution matters. Natural does not automatically mean right for everyone. Calming botanicals, serotonin-related supplements, and melatonin can all carry interaction risks or may be a poor fit depending on medications, pregnancy, breastfeeding, age, thyroid concerns, mood disorders, or other health factors. Melatonin education, a timing tool, not a universal sleep answer. Melatonin often shows up in conversations about circadian rhythm support because it is tied to sleep timing. The NIH's NCCIH notes that melatonin may help in some situations such as jet lag and delayed sleep-wake phase disorder. That is very different from saying everyone with broken sleep should take it nightly. If your main issue is a delayed body clock, Melatonin may be part of a timing-focused plan under professional guidance. If your main issue is stress, reflux, heavy evening alcohol, loud snoring, or repeated waking during the night, melatonin may not solve the real problem. Use extra caution with melatonin if you are pregnant, trying to conceive, breastfeeding, taking medications, managing a chronic condition, or considering it for a child. Morning light will not fix everything. This article would be incomplete without saying that clearly. Morning light for better sleep quality is helpful, but it is not a cure-all. Talk with a qualified healthcare professional if you have chronic insomnia symptoms that keep going despite routine changes, loud snoring, gasping, witnessed breathing pauses, or morning headaches, significant daytime sleepiness even when you think you are sleeping enough, restless leg symptoms, medication side effects, or major mood symptoms affecting sleep. Questions about using sleep-related supplements during pregnancy, breastfeeding, or for children. Sleep apnea awareness is especially important here. If you are waking during the night and assuming you only need a stronger supplement, you may miss a breathing-related sleep problem that needs proper evaluation. Supplements do not diagnose or treat sleep apnea, and they should not delay that conversation. If waking during the night is part of your pattern, Holitro's article on why you keep waking up during the night covers other contributors such as stress, caffeine, timing, and snoring. Have a simple 7-day morning light reset. If you want a practical starting point, try this for 1 week. Pick one wake time and keep it within a reasonable range every day. Get outside soon after waking, even if only briefly at first. Keep indoor light bright enough in the daytime instead of living in dimness. Dim lights and reduce screen intensity in the last hour before bed. Keep caffeine, alcohol, and heavy late meals from crowding your sleep window. Use supplements only as support for the routine, not as a substitute for the routine. That plan is simple on purpose. The goal is to give your body clock a clearer pattern. When the pattern is clearer, it becomes easier to notice what is helping and what is still getting in the way. FAQ, can morning light really help me fall asleep earlier? It can help if a delayed body clock is part of the problem. Morning light tends to shift circadian timing earlier, especially when it happens regularly and evening light is not excessive. What if I wake up before sunrise? Use the earliest safe natural light you can get and consider discussing a clinician-guided light strategy if a delayed sleep pattern is a major issue. The main goal is to give your brain a clear daytime signal as early as practical. Is morning light better than melatonin for circadian rhythm support? They do different jobs, but morning light is one of the most fundamental circadian cues and should not be skipped. Melatonin may fit certain timing-related situations, but it is not automatically the first or best answer for every sleep complaint. Should I take a calming supplement if I start a morning light routine? Not necessarily. Start with timing, light, and a realistic wind-down routine. If you still want supplement support, choose carefully, avoid stacking products casually, and review safety with a qualified healthcare professional when needed. When should I worry that my sleep issue is something more serious? If you have persistent insomnia, loud snoring, choking or gasping, witnessed pauses in breathing, severe daytime sleepiness, or complicated medication or health questions, it is time to get evaluated instead of guessing. Bottom line, morning light for better sleep quality is one of the simplest forms of circadian rhythm support, and it is backed by real sleep science. A steadier wake time, outdoor light soon after waking, and dimmer evenings can do more for many people than constantly switching supplements. Once that foundation is in place, a carefully chosen product may support the routine. Without the foundation, results are often hit or miss. This article is for general education only and is not medical advice. Dietary supplements are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Speak with a qualified healthcare professional if you have chronic insomnia, suspected sleep apnea, are pregnant or breastfeeding, take medications, have a chronic condition, or are considering melatonin or other sleep-related supplements for a child.